It's a frigid January night in Ottawa, Canada. Most people are curled up on the couch. Debbie Joy is doing push-ups, lifting weights, even hula hooping.
After a long day, like I get up at 5:30, I'm on the road at 7, I don't leave there until 4:30, quarter to 5. It takes a lot for me to go out and exercise. You just have to be motivated and do it.
A couple of years ago, Joy didn't have that motivation, but she did worry. Both of her parents had died young of heart disease, and in the back of her mind, she knew what she should be doing to take care of herself. Then she saw an article about a study at the University of Ottawa Heart Institute for the family members of current and former patients. Bob Reed is directing the study. He says research has found that family members of patients have a 30% chance of contracting heart disease themselves within 10 years. But there's been very little focus on this group. Reed says he and his colleagues realized that if they wanted to focus on prevention, they had a major high-risk group already coming through the door.
I think anybody who's practiced in a hospital for any length of time recognizes as well that sometimes our patients of tomorrow are the family members of our patients today. Families tend to have very similar smoking habits, very similar eating habits, very similar activity habits. This really is a group that I think can benefit dramatically from fairly close attention.
Close attention is the key to the Heart Institute's program. Family members work with a dietitian, a nurse, and personal trainers to set up a new lifestyle. Then they keep working with them. Participants keep close track of exercise and their diet. The professionals track blood lipids, weight, and cholesterol levels. Debbie Joy says it worked.
Well, the fact that you were watched, you were called every week, it made you follow the program. And then they got you into a routine. So they called you every week for 6 months. And then it was dropped to once a month. And at that point, you were in a routine. So it was easier to follow.
After 3 months, Joy's weight and cholesterol levels dropped and stayed there. 1 year later, she's still exercising 4 days a week and eating well. It's a part of her life now. She's made friends at the gym, and her family has adjusted to her new cooking methods. The ultimate goal for the Heart Institute is to demonstrate that this works and to justify funding the family prevention programs full time. The ultimate goal for Debbie Joy is quite simply to live longer.
You know, I have two kids and I want to be around for my grandchildren, you know, so it's never too late.
For the Environment Report, I'm Karen Kelly.